Hello, this is Sarah Tucker from Radio Gorgeous, and I'm talking to the fascinating Michaela Elliott from her own company, WeAspire.co. Can you tell us a bit more about the company?
Of course. Hi, Sarah. Thank you. So WeAspire.co is a career coaching company. We focus on two pieces of career advice. One, helping people find their dream role or internally trying to find their dream promotion. And then we focus on impact. So once you have that dream role, how are you making impact in your first 30, 60, 90 days? And so we have 90-day programs on the two pieces, career coaching and impact. And a lot of that foundation is based on how to leverage LinkedIn to help you get your dream job.
Like, does LinkedIn actually work?
Oh, that is a good question. It's not the first time I've been asked that. I guess from my own personal experience, every job I've ever had has been because of LinkedIn. So from that, I can say absolutely hand on heart, it works. If you take a step back, though, it is about what you do on LinkedIn. So the reason how I got those roles is that obviously it's about my professional brand. I made sure that my LinkedIn profile was authentic to myself, showcasing my strengths, my values, and also being a thought lead on what I was doing. And then I was very active on the platform. And so I was liking the content that future employers were putting on that I wanted to work for. And there are a few things that if you do, it does equal success because those companies will find out about you. So if you follow that company on the back end, they will go into a recruitment campaign and then that company knows that you're interested and they probably will reach out to you to say thank you for following me and hey, have you seen our job page? And so yes, in short, it absolutely works. It's about showcasing you, who you are, creating your own professional identity online, and also being able to help and leverage other people, which I don't often see on other social platforms.
That is really interesting because I come from a generation where it was sort of like you wrote your CV. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like how many A-levels and O-levels you had and, you know, where you worked from the dates. It was always very, very formulaic. And it didn't really say, it said where you worked, but it didn't really say anything about you as a person. Mm. And I think a lot of CVs now, from what I've seen and also from LinkedIn, it's much more about how you are relevant and how you are valuable, mm-hmm. but also how this is who you are. Because frequently what people did wasn't what who they are, and you're a lot more than just the jobs that you do. How can you show that to somebody when they just sort of like want these very technical, they want to know these very technical things about what skills you have? How can you show them where you've got a personality that will fit?
Great question. So to your point, though, it still is a place where you put all of those, you know, so you put your education down and you will put down the kind of the roles and responsibilities. But where you can bring your profile to life is in a few kind of places. And so there's absolutely the strap line that is free advertising. So, for example, mine says, you know, I am passionate about investing in people. And then it will say coach and it will say mental health. So I do a lot of talks on mental health. And those keywords are words that people will search and Google for. So they were looking for someone who was a mental health advocate or a coach and who was maybe passionate about people, if they typed in those words, my profile will come up. So that can give you an indication of A, what I do, what I'm about, potentially what my personality is about. We've seen some really interesting titles in that summary piece where people have put director of happiness, I've seen. It's a little left field, but you really can use, it's free advertising. You don't have to just say, you know, your credentials and, you know, I'm a tax accountant, for example. You could even say, you know, I'm absolutely in love with numbers. You can bring it to life. And then obviously there are other areas where you can do that in the actual full summary piece, which we say try stick to around anything between 100 to 250 words. And again, think of the words that you want associated with your brand, with your personality. So instead of just saying, you know, I'm a tax accountant, having spent the last 15 years in X, you could say, you know, why you came to that career, why you absolutely love it. You know, what are you passionate about? You know, I'm passionate about numbers. Every day I get excited about helping my clients potentially make a reduction on their investments. You can use that advertising space to bring yourself to light.
Are there some industries that use formats like that more than others? Or do you find across the board, you know, when people come to you, when they come to you, what is their, if you like, their biggest question or their biggest need, I suppose? Yeah.
Other than the question that you've asked, does it work? No, this is across industries now. I think LinkedIn has changed the way people put themselves out there for looking for careers. And I used to work for LinkedIn, and I was on the corporate team where people, you know, big clients would be spending millions of, you know, pounds and dollars on LinkedIn to be able to find talent and to be able to reach out to talent, because it's changed now. Actually, it's no longer the employer that has the upper hand. It's actually the employees. They are spoiled for choice now with the amount of opportunities out there. And so I think, no, it's all industries. Even within law, I had a lot of law clients, and some of the partners, you know, we had to take them on a journey of how are you putting yourself out there? You know, you kind of partner, but you could actually have your fields, even if it was, this is my expertise, this is my specialism. You know, you can't really mention maybe your portfolio, but you can bring it to light, because again, it's all about those search words. You know, thanks to Google, it's pushing forward. What are people searching for? What are your skill sets? I think to your point, you know, what are the challenges do people have? I think it is about the connections piece and how do you reach out to people. So I think on that, and I kind of mentioned when you asked me about some of the tips, when you're connecting with someone, don't just press the connect button and fire off. Really spend 3 minutes writing why you're connecting with that person, because you can tailor it. And so I think the do's on LinkedIn is around the etiquette. We used to actually call it netiquette, of how do you communicate with someone online? How do you reach out to people? How do you apply for roles? You know, you don't necessarily just click apply. Follow up with the recruiter, follow up with the line manager saying, I have applied. You know, really interested in working for your team. I really look forward to hearing from you and hopefully, you know, having an interview with your company. It's taking it that one step further. So I think those are the do's. And then obviously on the flip side, LinkedIn is a platform that you have to put energy into, right? Like I said, if you just click connect with someone and there's no message, would you want to take, you know, would you want to accept that connection request from someone you don't know, or you don't know the story behind it? Whereas if you just put in a few little sentences as to why and what the person maybe can gain also from your connection, you know, LinkedIn is about, it's a two-way thing. It's giving back to people and obviously trying to make connections for yourself. So I'd say absolutely those are probably like the easy do's and don'ts. It's being authentic and it's giving people reasons as to why you're making the engagement that you're doing.
As far as integrity, there's two things also I'm interested in, the integrity of doing it. As is there a way, because obviously I think people, certain people, they sell as opposed to tell you things, and it's they can elaborate. And is there any way of dissuading, when people come to you, dissuading them from doing that? Because it's important to make the most of yourself, but sometimes it's when I've spoken to some employers, it's an out and out fib. And also this whole concept of identity, like I work in schools at the moment, and I work with grown-ups teaching yoga, and done a psychology degree and work for psychologies, and I have noticed that people, that whole question, who am I? Why am I? Who am I? And I always remember seeing that advert for a bank, ironically. And, you know, someone, obviously employee of the bank, I don't know which bank it was, looked at the camera and said, I am what I do. And I thought, oh my God, I hope not. You know, sort of like, no, you know, not in that industry anyway. It's sort of like, I just felt that we are actually more than the sum of our experiences, although a lot of authors would disagree with me. I think, and to encapsulate that, I think, although I think LinkedIn is an excellent way to open the door once you're in there, the person, it's a lot to do with personalities as well, and companies have a philosophy, and you will have a philosophy and values, and if those values meet, great, and if they don't, then it's sort of like it, you move on. You work for LinkedIn, but now you've set up this own thing. Why have you decided to set up WeAspire.co?
Yeah. Oh, very good questions. I wanted to help people with the information that I know, right? I've worked in recruitment and in HR for 6 years. I've always been very passionate about helping people get a job. And I think, like I've said, every role I've ever had has been because of LinkedIn. So from a personal experience, I've had an amazing experience because I wouldn't be where I am today without it. And then having worked for the company, I know the ins and outs and how difficult. I mean, I've got a partner who applied to, I think he said 89 roles and never heard back. And this was pre me obviously working for the company. With the tips and the tricks that I know now, I could have really helped him on that journey. The confidence, well, the lack of confidence he had because of that experience. And, you know, he's not alone. I go back and do talks. I actually did a talk last week at City University, and the students are saying, you know, I'm not hearing anything back. I'm getting, you know, actually it's disheartening. And then I want to teach people, okay, well, these are the tips and the tricks. This is how you communicate online. You know, are you following the company? Because on the back end, like I said, you're going into this recruitment funnel. You know, are you connecting? Are you finding the hiring manager of that role? If it's a marketing manager role, go to the company. I help teach people how to do the searches, to use Boolean search words, which is like a technical recruitment term, you know, to really help them find the person who's heading up that team and how to send them a message. Because applying for a role, thousands of people are doing that. But if I can help people know the little tips and tricks that will get them noticed, that's why I did it. You know, at the end of the day, it's my mission to help people get their dream job, and LinkedIn is one part of that. And if I can help people with the knowledge that I know, then I'm doing something right.
And to finalize, I know you mentioned that you've got some tips for us. I think you may have mentioned them already. You've certainly impressed me with some of the ideas. I want to be scribbling them down at the moment. But can you give us sort of like about three or four tips of do's and don'ts, or even if you've got more than that, that people should be doing and also people shouldn't be doing?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm happy to share some. I've documented this for you. But I think on the softer sides, like we've already said, absolutely be authentic. So be yourself, let your values and your personality come through, because that will help you stand out. You know, if you see on someone's profile, if you search for yoga, for example, that's something you're interested in, and you find actually maybe you want to find a hiring manager that's also into yoga. So then when you send your in-mail, you're focusing on something. So to that, obviously, do your research. I think research is king. So when you're looking on people's profiles or following companies, make sure that you are doing, you know, something as simple as Control F for those keywords. So when you make that outreach, it's a little tailored. Absolutely have a profile picture. Profile pictures get 10 times. So profiles that have profile pictures get 10 times more views. Because, you know, again, would you buy something from someone online that didn't have a face? Probably not. So on that, have a professional photo. Try be on your own so people aren't guessing if you have one of two people. Who am I actually speaking with? And then, like I said, that summary at the top, that headline, it's free advertising. Make sure you've got the keywords that people are going to be searching so they know who they're talking to you and why. Definitely fill in the skills section. So there's over 50,000 skills on LinkedIn. So do leverage that, you know, go in and add the skills, and don't feel shy to get, you know, friends and families and colleagues to endorse you for those skills, because again, it's giving that credibility piece. And again, absolutely get referrals. So, you know, I advise students, go up to a lecturer or a teacher and ask them for a referral. Old colleagues, you know, get them. And again, you just don't just take, also give people referrals, because again, that's helping you, that network that they've got, you now will be tapped into as a second degree connection. So definitely the profile picture, the summary, the skills, and then also when you're editing your profile, what a lot of people don't do with all this information I've given you, go to your settings and just turn off the notification that's blasting out to your network, because often, especially if you're going home and doing this on a Sunday, you don't want it to go into someone's feed. You want to be having your profile edited and ready and then going out public. So there's kind of like the settings piece. And then one other tip on the settings piece, when LinkedIn generates a profile for you at the top, it could say, for example, Michaela Elliott, and then 10 to 20 numbers. In your settings, you can actually just edit that URL to just say your name. So again, it's a little slicker when you're networking and it's on your business card. Rather have, you know, Michaela Elliott, www.linkedin.com/Michaela Elliott, rather than all the numbers. Yes. So that's a bit of a vanity URL, yeah, but does help.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. And I think that's the number thing, because I always wanted to get rid of the numbers. That's
well,
really
I will help
tip.
You after this.
That
there we
really
go.
Good tip. I really like that one. That's lovely. Well, this has been utterly fascinating. And do you think this is just a, like, I'm 55. Do you think this is a young person's game? Because I'm doing more presentations, and I love it. You're going out to schools and companies and things. And I'm sure this is a way, as you said, for people to say, oh, this person speaks about that. This is a good way. This is a good person to speak to. Yeah. But I think the people I know who in their, let's say, 25 or 35 know a lot more about this than those who are 55. You know, is it still, would you say, a young person's game?
No, I think it's anybody's game. There's 650 million LinkedIn users. Out of that, you've got 40 million students. That's just showing you actually there is a younger generation coming onto the platform. I think the generation X and Ys are definitely on the platform. I just think it's more of a comfortable, because social media right now, you think of TikTok and Instagram, even I'm not on TikTok and I feel old. It's just what you're comfortable with. I think LinkedIn is absolutely for anyone. Like I said, it's just about having the confidence to put yourself out there, to create that brand. Maybe different generations are more comfortable speaking about, you know, their values. And so I think it's just a comfort thing. And knowing that this is a free platform, you'd be silly not to be using it and making the most of it.
Lovely. Well, thank you so, so much. Utterly fascinating. If you want to know more about it, I'm going to be writing a piece on this for the Radio Gorgeous website, so please have a look at that. But if you want to go directly to Michaela's website, it's weaspire.co. No UK, it's weaspire.co. And this is Sarah Tucker talking to Michaela Elliott on Radio Gorgeous.